It's time for your Outdoors Angle Podcast with the Flag's professional angler, Steve Carney.
Good day, AM 1100 people, outdoor people, especially Steve Carney here. I've got this podcast going today, probably my sixth or seventh one, I think, by now. I haven't really been counting, but we're going to talk about the October lull, and that's going on right now, and it's kind of tough right now, and we run into this every year. It's always that middle October 10th to the 20th to the 22nd where things are really quiet. And boy, the duck thing, especially right now, has been very difficult. I've been out on my travels and checking a lot of places in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, and you just don't see a lot of ducks right now. The locals have been pushed out. We're waiting for the mystical flight from the north to come down, and the weather just is not pushing any birds down, and that's part of this October lull, is where it's an in-between time. Duck hunting can be really good early, and then we have this lull, and then the diver ducks start coming down later, and it gets really good. But right now, it's just a very tough time, and I see a big weather change coming here, too. It looks like it's going to be highs in the low 40s now the next 10 days or so. That's exactly what we duck hunters need, and that's going to push some ducks out of Canada and get them moving, and we're going to start seeing a smattering of diver ducks coming down, probably redheads and ringbills first, canvasbacks, and that's really a wonderful time of the year because they'll come down, you know, kind of periodically in spurts, and again, it's all pretty much weather dependent. And the walleye thing, too, is kind of in this lull as well. A lot of the walleyes and crappies have been weed related, you know, this whole summer, and now the weeds are dying and they're starting to transition to their fall patterns. And I am catching walleyes during the day, but not quite there yet. And I think the water temperatures are going to change. It's about 54, 55 degrees right now. You start getting down around 49, 50, and it really takes off. And now with these 40s coming in, walleye fishing is just going to get better. And it's a good indication when you can catch a few during the day now that they're just starting to get going. So I was out on Saturday and I was able to get out and shoot some ducks in the morning. And then I back trolled on the way back to the access and caught some walleyes. So that was kind of a Kurt Gowdy morning is what we call it, which is really fun. It was a great Saturday morning. And the deer, again, same kind of October lull going there, too. I took another doe a couple days ago just to get the does down, and now it's buck time for me. And I tell you, it's tough again right now that these deer are not moving much because they don't have to. I'm starting to see scrapes and rubs now in the last probably 3-4 days. I'm starting to see them, and that's good. That's indicating buck activity, but you know, there's really no reason for them to move. They're sitting in these cornfields and sitting in these sloughs, and they don't have to move. Mother Nature is not pushing them to move. It's been warm. It's been balmy. They got all the food they want. There's acorns everywhere. All they got to do is get up out of their bedding, walk around a little bit, and then go back to bed because there's no reason to have to really go anywhere or expose themselves during daylight. But now you're going to start to see this change. You're going to start seeing bucks on their feet, moving during the day, checking scrapes, checking other bucks in their territory. And while they do that, they're going to be pushing does around as well. And we're going to be, you know, you get around another week, 10 days, and it's really going to be amazing. And you're going to see bucks that you never even knew were there all of a sudden show up. And this will be the first time in the whole year, the calendar year, that they're actually going to be out moving around, because these are bucks you never see during the year because they're basically nocturnal. They're smart. They've been through enough hunting seasons. They know how to play the game. But in the fall, when they're looking for a date or multiple dates, they're up and gone, and they're not as cautious. So that's going to be happening here another week, 10 days. If I were you, I would call in sick for about 10 days because that's when you want to be in a bow stand. Pheasants, pretty good. I've been pretty impressed with the numbers. I've been out this week and getting a few birds down in the western part, kind of by Fergus Falls, northwest of Fergus Falls, and they're just starting to show up now. The the crop fields are getting knocked down. Farmers are out there like crazy knocking down corn and beans. And the more they knock down, the more birds I'm seeing. And I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised when this harvest is over to see how many pheasants there are out there. I'm pleasantly surprised, and I'm seeing a lot of young roosters too, with very short tails and just starting to get their red around their eyes. So you got to be kind of careful when you flush them because they're a little tough to tell, mainly because their tails are so short. But that's good, and I'm really looking forward to that November pheasant hunting, because I think a lot of the you know, weekend warrior types are going to be done with the pheasants and moving on to the gun seasons with, you know, for deer. And they basically kind of stay away from the pheasants and they're doing other things. And that's the time to be chasing those birds in November. A little bit of snow, a little bit of cold, they're bunched up. That's one of my favorite times of the year. So just hang on. I mean, we got Halloween coming up, which probably I would say if you want to pick that date, October 31 is the peak of everything. The peak of fishing, the peak of ducks, deer, pheasants, everything is peaking at that time. So I'm not thinking of trick-or-treating. I'm thinking of the outdoors. So I hope you will too. Have a great day and lace up the boots because we're going to go get them. And the next 10 days are going to be the best.
Love the outdoors? So does Steve Kearney, the Flag's professional outdoorsman. Check out the latest from Steve Kearney online at am1100theflag.com.